This is CliffCentral.com. Beep 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 beep
beep beep beep beep beep beep beep beep. Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
I am a nasty woman. I'm not as nasty as a man who looks like he bathes in Cheeto dust. A man whose words are a diss track to America. Electoral college sanctioned hate speech contaminating this national anthem. I'm not as nasty as Confederate flags being tattooed across my city. I am not as nasty as a swastika painted on a pride flag. And I didn't know devils could be resurrected, but I feel Hitler in these streets. A mustache traded for a toupee. Nazis renamed the cabinet electroconversion therapy, the new gas chamber shaming the gay out of America, turning rainbows into suicide notes. I am not as nasty as racism, fraud, conflict of interest, homophobia, sexual assault, transphobia, white supremacy, misogyny, ignorance, white privilege. I'm not as nasty as using little girls like Pokemon before their bodies have even developed. I am not as nasty as your own daughter being your favorite sex symbol. Like your wet dreams infused with your own genes. But yeah, I'm a nasty woman. A loud, vulgar, proud woman. I'm not nasty like the combo of Trump and Pence being served up to me in my voting booth. I'm nasty like the battles my grandmothers fought to get me into that voting booth. I'm nasty. So we are not here to be debunked. We are here to be respected. We are here to be nasty. I'm nasty. Like my blood stains on my bed sheets. We don't actually choose if and when to have our periods. Believe me, if we could, some of us would. We don't like throwing away our favorite pairs of underpants. Tell me, why are tampons and pads still taxed when Viagra and Rogaine are not? Is your erection really more than protecting the sacred, messy part of my womanhood? Is the bloodstain on my jeans more embarrassing than the thinning of your hair? I know it is hard to look at your own entitlement and privilege. You may be afraid of the truth. I am unafraid to be honest. It may sound petty, bringing up a few extra cents. It adds up to the pile of change I have yet to see in my country. I can't see. My eyes are too busy praying to my feet, hoping you don't mistake eye contact for wanting physical contact half my life. I have been zipping up my smile, hoping you don't think I want to unzip your jeans. I am unafraid to be nasty because I am nasty like Susan, Elizabeth, Eleanor, Amelia, Rosa, Gloria, Condoleezza, Sonia, Malala, Michelle, Hillary.
Yeah!
Got
Good morning and welcome to the Casper Radio Show. Goeiemôre dames en here en welkom by die Casper Radio vertoning konsert. En hier langs my sit 'n diva, pragtig. Haar hare fonkel in die son en haar persoonlikheid borrel so champagne. Hier is sy, Gavin Prins. Hallo Gavin.
Ek voel ek moet soos 'n vrou nou begin praat.
Nee, dis grappies. Dis moffies mag. Moffies mag vir moffies sê vrou.
Exactly.
But if a straight guy does that, out of the door.
Exactly.
Out of the door.
Exactly.
Shut the front door.
So good morning, Casper. I missed you.
I missed you too.
I missed the show. I missed your listeners, the interaction.
The interaction, eh? Do you find you get withdrawal symptoms?
Exactly. Like that's why I follow like what's happening on the show. When I'm not on the show,
I'm
follow.
Glad.
I listen.
I hope people do that.
I laugh.
I need people to do that.
Yes, it's called dedication. Hashtag.
Well, it's called hashtag dedication. Yeah, it's called hashtag podcast.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you also hot? A bit or not? Hello, Bernard.
Hello, friend Dan.
Praat jy met my?
Where's I stay? Praat jy met my?
Oh, here we are. When shall we three meet again? I don't know. Whether in moonshine or moonbeam or mampur or whiskey. It will be water, most probably, because I don't drink anymore, and therefore you might not drink. You may not drink.
To me?
No, I was just trying to win time by seeing if we can get the air conditioning going.
I'm trying to look for
was dit wat ek sien hy hol op en af?
Ja, nee, ek sien hy hol. Ek ook. Ek gaan net mampoer, whisky, God, ek weet nie wat nog te sê nie. I don't know what the hell is going on.
Oh, so there's that, I found it, Casper.
Is it?
Hy het 'n bietjie so mank model gelyk vir 'n oomblik.
Hy het so 'n bietjie op en af gemankie. Not monkey. I'm not calling you a monkey. I'm not calling you a monkey. I said monkey, like a monk.
Oh, okay. Yes, yes, yes.
Like the monk. Listen. You can WhatsApp us, eh? I'm just trying to see where the message. Okay, that's the WhatsApp messages. That's the WeChat. So do we have the WhatsApp number?
079-748-2090.
That's 079-748-2090.
So that thing we had in the beginning, that was from the Women's March. It was done by Ashley Judd. And who wrote that? Do we know?
What?
This nasty woman thing we listened to.
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, iemand op stukke.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, it was written by a 19-year-old. Yeah. Dunkin' Donuts worker.
Sure.
And she wrote the nasty woman.
This is someone in our menopause.
Mm.
Ja, but, nee, it was
serious issues.
Yeah, serious stuff. And her name is Nina Pretty Ballerina Mariah Donovan. She is performing the what you call slam poetry. Poetry slams. Klop. Gedichte, what the fuck? It's a rage in America. Mm. You get up and you do a poem and you work up people. So she wrote it like that.
Oh,
and
wow.
It became an international sensation. And everyone is listening to it and sharing it with friends and foes. I want to be nasty. So, did you watch the inaugie of Trumpy, Gabby?
Unfortunately. But you know why I watched it? Just to see Melania's outfit.
Which was quite nice, eh?
It was lovely. But did you see that embarrassing moment with the handover of the gift?
God, die persinkies.
Oh my God.
She was too quick, you see.
But I love her style, her sense of style.
Yeah, but
is
she's
amazing.
A model.
Her style or the way she
Melania, the way she looks.
I don't think it's
so,
her style.
Or her stylist. She needs to give her a bonus or something. Or
yeah, no. She is styled very well, I must say. But maybe, I don't know how dumb she is. I can't make up my mind.
Said nog nie haar mond opgemaak nie, but she is on record as saying that she's not going to be so as active and so vocal as Michelle was.
She's going to dress well and look nice.
Yeah, because
I think that's what Donald wants.
Yeah. And he'll be happy with that.
The Donald. And then his daughter, his second wife, his daughter, she can be the first daughter. You know, and the first lady stays in New York with Baron, who might have a defect. We're not sure yet if he's got attention deficit disorder or what. But we are trying to find out. But that is what's going to happen. But then the next day, the very next day, that Kelly Conway slut. Oh, I hate her. Have you seen her? She's the spokeswoman for Donald Trump.
Mm-mm.
She is dirty blonde hair, old fucking wrinkled eyes. She looks like she is really drinking it up after 4 in the afternoon. And if she can shout like a banshee, she looks like that. And have you got your phone? Won't you Google Kelly Conway and just see where she comes from? Was she in a circus, maybe? Did you see her outfit, Gavin?
Kelly Conway. Sy het 'n ringmaster gelyk.
Yes, 'n soldaat. Of 'n soldaat van die syde van die Civil War.
Oh my goodness. Her real name is Kelly Ann. Kelly Ann Elizabeth Conway.
Oh, yeah?
By Texas.
And she is the trusted advisor to President Donald Trump.
Trusted, yeah.
She's a Republican campaign manager, strategist, and pollster.
She can't believe her luck. But what did she do before that? That's what I want to know.
Okay, let's see what she did before then. Well, I see what you mean. Okay, I can do the wrinkles, but I can't do her teeth. Gee whiz.
But you see the outfit.
But what did she do before this?
I'm trying to look.
But
now.
I think she's got a past. You know?
Wait, okay. All personal past or?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see.
So.
Da-da-da-da.
Ba-ba-ba-bum.
We love a personal past.
Personal past.
Yes,
personal past. Personal past. Personal past. Personal past.
She's a former beauty queen.
Oh, no. Yeah, for what? The blind?
She won Miss New Jersey Blueberry Princess at the age of 16.
So Melania had seker for Donald gesê, "Ag, het jy nie vir my vriendinne werkie nie?"
Exactly.
Blueberry.
Of sy dalk wanneer, laat ons nou nie sê sy het gekaffel met Donald Trump, otherwise I'm going to get into trouble.
Yeah, he will somehow phone you.
Exactly.
Ja, ek moet kyk wat ek sê, want ek moet nog gaan aansoek doen vir my visa.
Oh my goodness. Ja. Jesus.
And we need the Wi-Fi systems and communication to work and the satellites between us and you
verseker.
So that you can like call us while you're standing in front of Bette Midler.
Ja, is that going to happen?
Ek wag nog vir 'n antwoord.
Ooh.
Ek hoop so. Anders cancel ek alles.
Ja, cancel just if that doesn't happen.
As if.
So what did she do? What's her personal life? Nothing, Kevin.
He's done next.
Can't you speed read?
I thought he's a PR something.
Your second name is Speed Read. Kevin Speed Read Prince.
There's any good advertisement for your company.
I know. She... he's nuts.
Where did you call?
Thank you, RuPaul. That is
Rue Trump, actually. You're fired.
Maybe she did this whole Wikipedia thing herself, because there's nothing here.
Everything was, I think all her slimy past has been deleted.
Yeah, exactly.
But what she ended on the Saturday, Saturday.
Oh, yes, that's where we were with the conversation.
Jesus, and Donald went and he said, the crowd was the biggest crowd ever, and we were lied to by the dishonest media, dishonest people.
The fake news.
Yeah, and then they spoke to her on television programs, NBC, ABC, CBS, said, "What do you mean? We have the proof. There was more people both times for Barack Obama than for Donnie."
Mm.
And then she said, "Well, we are working with alternative facts." So that has now become hashtag for lying is alternative facts.
Mm. Ja, ek het al oor social media gesien die laaste paar dae. Almal wat ietsie wil te sê, dan het hulle begin met alternative fact en dan het hulle statement.
Good. And joining me now from the White House is counselor to President Trump, Kellyanne Conway. Kellyanne, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Kellyanne, let's cut the shit. It's no secret that President Trump did not get the inaugural turnout he was hoping for. Why was the crowd so small?
I don't think ultimately presidents are judged by crowd sizes at their inauguration. I think they're judged by their accomplishments.
Well, then why did he choose to send his press secretary out on his first day in office to defend his numbers?
Don't be so overly dramatic about it.
I am not being dramatic.
You're saying it's a falsehood, and they're giving Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that. But the point...
Wait, what?
Are you out of your mind? Are you totally gone? Is your weave-in too tight? Is there booze in your cup? Are you pulling my leg? Are you putting me on? Do you think you make sense when you make this shit up? 'Cause alternative facts are facts that aren't facts. They're just facts you made up and call facts. You can't just make up facts if the facts are not facts. They're alternative facts. They're not facts. They're alternative facts. Was the crowd big or small? Did you see it or not? Is he building a wall? Is he scared of a leak? Is he tweeting too much? Does it seem like a lot? Can you answer a question without double speak? 'Cause alternative facts are not really facts. They're just facts you made up. Facts are facts. Guess what? Alternative facts are not actual facts. They're not factual facts. They're not facts. They're alternative facts. Alternative facts are better than facts. You can slip through the cracks. You don't have to pay tax. You can break all your pacts and deny all the hacks. 'Cause alternative facts are not actual facts. Oprah Winfrey's my dad, and the moon's made of cheese, and I just started sleeping with Shia LaBeouf, and my dog is my cat, and I'm half Japanese, and I'm 18 years old, but don't ask me for proof. 'Cause alternative facts aren't actually facts. They're not facts, they're fantastical facts. They're absolutely not facts. They're just alternative facts, which aren't actually facts. They're not facts, they're not facts. Does Melania Trump sleep upside down? Does the hair on his head match the hair on his back?
Do you look in his eyes when you polish his crown?
Was your outfit from Gucci or the Toys R Us rack?
No, that's just flat out false. You can laugh at me all you want, but
I wasn't laughing at you, sweetie. I was coughing. Alternatively. Anyway, I'm sorry, what was it you were talking about?
Alternative facts.
They're not facts. They're fantastical facts. They're absolutely not facts. They're just alternative facts, which aren't actually facts. They're not facts. They're not facts.
Alternative facts.
You are listening to Gasper's radio show.
Isn't Randy Rainbow clever?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I switched off Bernard's mic, but I quite like it. Sorry.
Sorry. As usual.
Sorry, why did you say you loved it?
I felt sorry for you.
I love. Well, you know, it's cats.
Yeah, it's cats.
But I thought it was quite funny.
He's
clever.
Very clever and quick.
And that whole thing saamgestel is...
Baie slim.
I can't hear myself.
Really?
Yeah, that I could, is... I could have to
really? Okay, well, let's see. I've got knobs here.
Of course you do.
Yeah, let me fiddle with my knobs. Now, speak again.
Lovely.
Better?
I can hear myself.
Yeah, better?
Much.
Ek hoor jou nog die hele tijd, maar ek kan nou hoor ek myself.
Okay, so I can do this. I didn't know I could do this knob turning thing.
Yeah.
Ek is so fucking trots op myself.
Now he's just fiddling.
I'm fiddling with everything. I'm a fiddler on the roof.
Look at our show engineer going. No,
don't.
Sorry, Palesa.
Palesa
is in Pocahontas vandag.
Sy is, nou. Ek het vir haar gesê Pippi Longstocking.
Hoke Pontus.
Oh my god.
Hoke Pontus. Oh, ek wil nie Kapontus hê nie, maar Hoke Pontus.
So, question.
Yes.
Have we rounded up the Donald Trump inauguration? Because I've got a question.
Vrouwski. Ask it.
So, what is the latest in terms of the deleted statement on the government website with regards to the gay apology?
We'll talk about that in Kieran Skinner.
Okay.
Because I think it's very important, because he's been deleting a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He's been deleting and he's building a wall.
Exactly.
Apparently, he's got Pink Floyd in to build the wall. So it's gonna, at least going to sound nice.
Perfect.
It's going to look cock.
Perfect.
For the rest, he is like taking over everything. Like today, he's got to meet Theresa May, the UK Prime Minister, but his minister who must speak to her has not been ratified yet by the capital, whatever they call it.
Yeah.
Congress. So he said yesterday, I'll take over. I'll do it myself. Very typical Trumpy.
Gee whiz.
He likes to be in command, but I don't know what's going to happen, but it's very funny. At least
I agree.
Every day there's a new thing happening, and all these fucking made up lies. Now he says 3 million people voted
How's that?
Wat het onwettig lyk?
Yeah, bring that investigation.
Yeah,
bring
please,
that investigation.
Please bring it on, Donnie. Bring it on. Let's see. Because 3 million is like the biggest scandal in the history of ever.
Yeah.
So let's see what happens.
He's saying, Betty, in case you missed it, he said that there were a lot of illegal immigrants
voting for Hillary.
Voting for Hillary.
For Hillary. That's
so
why
he's called for an investigation into.
Because the popular vote was won by Hillary Clinton, yeah. But not by him. Now he says, that 3 million that she won, that's illegal. Mexicans and ISIS and everyone who came to vote for Hillary. You know? So I just. No, we'll see. It's either brilliant or he's a sick, perverted, psycho fuck. We're not sure yet.
Mm.
And I hope they haven't heard this. Ooh, wat 'n luister na alles. Hulle luister na alles.
Wie ook al luister op buite, ek sê niks.
Ja, en dis net Gavin wat het gesê het. Wat sê jy, Betty?
Ek love Trump.
Ja, die card game. Ja, Trump is heerlik. Okay, I'm going to sing a song, tell me. Bam, 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 bam.
Bam, bam,
bam, bam, bam, bam, bam, bam, bam. La, 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 la.
Dis Beethoven, isn't it? Yeah.
Die klein stout sinkie grew up to be a wonderful composer. Naughty. 6-year-old already playing in castles. All over the
Mozart?
World. Yes!
It's Mozart.
It's his birthday.
Oh, wow.
Let's sing.
Happy birthday to you.
Bum, bum, bum.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Mozart. Happy birthday to you.
So he was 1756, so that would have made
Jesus.
Him... What? If he's a vampire, he would have... No, it wouldn't have made him Jesus, but...
But it, so wat jy nou vir my probeer sê, and I'm going to say this in Afrikaans, ek het, so ons het precies vir skeleton en vir bene gesing.
We did, but he would have been 250, I think, around that.
Spy out.
And then... there was a guy, and this guy...
So he's clearly American.
No, I think he's English. There was this guy, and I think he was into little girls.
Pedophile.
Pedy.
Huh.
And who was he? He wrote a very interesting...
Which one?
Well, which one? He wrote... He was born today in the year of our Lord's 1832, and he wrote about a girl... Going for a tea party with a rabbit and a cat.
Oh, this, what's his scriver's name?
William.
Yeah, man.
William
Alice in Wonderland.
subscriber.
Yes, he's right there. He is right there, and he's right there. But who is the subscriber? People.
I know if you say, I think that.
Okay, no. Don't you Google. Let me give you a clue. You get, what is that 2-year guarantee store? Was more
Joshua?
Oh, Joshua, but you get another store. It starts with an L.
Oh.
E-W-I-S. What's that?
Ellis.
L-E-W-I-S. What is that?
Lewis.
And his surname?
Nick Clive, no?
Lewis Carroll.
Lewis Carroll was the driver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got a nice, bright, fucking bubbly team here. And if you're just tuning in from across the world, this is the Casper Radio Show, where we believe in alternative facts. And alternative radio. We're not quite sure. We got a wonderful guest today, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm excited.
I'm excited. And I wanted him on the show. Well, I wanted him, point. And full stop. And I couldn't. And then all of a sudden, he came into my life. And now today he's on the show. We're going to have a lovely chat. He is a designer.
Mm.
And I want people to... Guess who? No, I did say who it was. Hey, no, you can't guess. We can't win anything in any case, except for my half drunken monster drink. Thank you, Gavin, for that.
It is my pleasure. And next time, Betty, put in your order.
It's fine. It's my equip.
Oh, my goodness.
No, monster.
She's my stepsister again. She's hostile towards me.
Hence the name, stepsister.
I'm going to ask Casper to switch off your mic. Behave.
Okay, with my thing.
Well, we got one there from WhatsApp. What does it say? It's two letters, two words.
Good Lord. There's a very insightful message on our WhatsApp saying...
No, it says Mora Jelle.
Yeah, Mora Jelle.
Who is Nogien? Yes.
Hi, Cassie and Gavin and Betty. It's me, Michelle Kirstenbaum in Cape Town.
Yay.
Lekker naweek.
Okay. Michelle, just write quickly again on your WhatsApp. Why... Do you say aquarium? Are you to do with fishies? Do you eat fishies? Or do you raise fishies? Do you bake fishies? Or do you raise them for sushi? I don't know. I want to know now. Because I've known you now for nearly 3 years, Michelle. 3 years. Do you know that in May we're on the air for 3 years? It is absolutely amazing.
I'm on the air for 1 year and 3 months.
Oh, it feels like 9.
It doesn't feel, it still feels like the day I walked into your studio.
It does, eh? Ach, it's always fresh. I always look forward to doing the show. I'd really love it. And I want to ask you, Gavin, you... whispered a sweet nothing into my left ear and said, Bobby van Jaarsveld. What was that?
Oh, I wanted to ask Bernard what he thought of the show.
What show?
Bobby van Jaarsveld's Afrikaans singer and his sister, also Afrikaans singer Caroline, they've got a reality show called In Jou Skoene or Trap in Jou Spore. What is it called?
In Jou Skoene.
In Jou Skoene.
Okay, and what's the reason for this?
The reason probably is just like... I don't know, branding,
yeah, man.
What's the purpose?
Hello, Vol.
So what's the plot, you mean?
The purpose? What's the purpose of the show? I mean, what do they do?
So basically what they do is, it's like reality show, right? So it's not like, unfortunately, cameras following them in their bedrooms and toilets and things like that.
Oh, wouldn't that be lovely,
Oh, sorry. So what happens is that they go to... poor communities and
nee, nee, goeders.
But
what?
The other thing is van,
I've never watched the show.
Om, I can so half achterkom. Jy het nog nie lekker
kyk. Wait. I just want to play this. And it's not. Oh, God. Okay, here we go. Wait. It's just a nice. Television. Yeah.
I like that.
Thank you.
Shut up now. Hello, boss. Is it for mensen wijs om
dankbaar.
Fucking mic off.
Casper just switched off his mic.
Don't be rude to me.
What did you
behave?
Say?
They want to show what?
Vir mense om dankbaar te wees vir wat jy het. Dit is die hele konsep van die show. En dit is gaan loop in iemand anders se skoene vir 'n dag. So hulle kry opdragte van verskillende mense, hulle familie of om te sê, okay, vir 2 dae gaan julle nou in 'n kinderhuis bly. Soos die kinderhuiskinders.
O, Here.
En die vorige episode was hulle nou na die woonbuurt se naam onthou nie, maar langs Danville. Dan het hulle daar gaan bly saam met 'n gesin van 8.
Hercules.
In 'n huis, 'n tweeslaapkamer huis.
That's the insert I saw.
So dit is die konsep van die show is amazing.
So I thought you were speaking Japanese. That's the one you saw.
Just pause quickly.
Yes.
So Carlin had a basket. She walked into a supermarket in this poor area that Betty's talking about now.
Without makeup, I hope.
Minimal.
Ah, nou daarby kom.
So both her and Bobby, they had 5 rand to shop for food for that evening.
Gavin, hoop lieg.
Dit is so.
Kry 5 reg. Hulle het elkeen 50 rand gehad.
Is dit 50 rand?
Ja.
I saw 5 rand.
Jy het nie mooi gekyk nie. Hulle het 50 rand elk gehad en dit toe by mekaar gesit.
Jy kyk dit, jy's 'n fan.
Ek kyk die show, dit is my oulike show. Bikkie.
Of wat se kanaal is dit hierdie kak?
Op Via.
Okay.
Maar party van die goeters dan dink ek dit gaan meer oor hulle as die mense.
Maar natuurlik.
Maar ja, they are the famous ones.
As jy verby dit kyk, is dit 'n goeie show. Die eindelike boodskap wat hulle deurbring is nice. Maar soos die eerste episode wat hulle na kinderhuis toe gegaan het, na hulle 20 minute spandeer het om vir Bobby en vir Carlin te introduce in die show, asof mense nou nie weet wie hulle is nie.
Ja, maar vir al Carlin.
Toe gaan hulle nou na Abraham Kriel kinderhuis toe, wat toe nice was, maar nou moet hulle leef soos die kinders in die kinderhuis.
Nou vinnig, fucking in die laaste 10 minute van die
show. En
moenie lag nie, dit Bernard se show.
Die volgende dag, ag vir jou poes.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to...
Kindertjies, ek hoop nie julle het geluister nie.
Nee, so, ons hoortjie vandag begin met 'n P, kindertjies.
Wat is stoot in Engels?
En hy eindig nou... met S. Ja, ons praat van prins.
Toe moet hulle skool toe gaan saam met die kinders en nou moet hulle die reëls navolg wat die kinders doen. So een van die reëls is hulle mag nie make-up dra nie.
Nou dra Carly make-up.
Nou in die diary shots te nou doen met haar, dan praat sy, sy moet na skool toe gaan sonder make-up en alles. Maar sy gaan dit doen, want sy wil vir mense wys, alles.
Sy kan.
Toe, die volgende dag, nou gaan sy skool toe, met haar los, eerstens.
Ja.
Dit moet vast wees, met make-up. Maar sy is nou kamstig nie ge-make-up nie. Dit is een klein bykie van...
There I lose all respect, but Bobby gaan huil oor die make-up, of is hy fine?
Nee, hy's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
Okay, well, that's called an honor mensen's tampons.
In jouw skoene.
You know what we did for the Casper Rosper show? Can I just explain to you? We went to CakeNet. Charlene, Sergio Richards and I, we would get a uitdaging every episode to go and do jobs we don't usually do. And we recorded 3 episodes of that. And now this cock is on.
Oh, my.
So, hello. Lekker gekrip.
Maar sy een van die tannies in die woonbuurt waar hulle in is daar in Danville. Sy was 'n opera sanger vir Truk. En sy bly nou die afgelope 20 jaar in daar in 'n huisietjie. Dis eintlik
I could see that the circumstances were hectic on Bobby. Carlin for me was Carlin, but Bobby he was visibly like upset by the surroundings.
Our guest, special guest has arrived. Let's quickly introduce him. For him to say hello, and then we're going to move on to another subject, but then he is here, because his name is our extra...
Extra!
Special!
Special!
Is none other than the fashion... I nearly said fungi. Fundi. The fashionista. How do you call these people? What do you noom them?
You call them fashionista.
Because they're on the cusp of society.
I would say, what about he's the authority?
But he sees the most beautiful people in the world. He makes clothes for them.
Oh.
That is like living on the cusp. And his name is Dior. Daniels. Dion Daniels, hallo.
Hallo.
Oh, lekker om jou te sien.
Jessie, lekker om jou te wees. Julle maak my Januarie hoor, want ek wil nog die werkie.
Well, you're going to work in a way, yeah, but you're not going to know that you're working.
Ja, maar hier kan ek so in kakpraat sien.
Ja, okay, kakpraat. Kak praat miskien, maar tussen die lyne, leer ons toch een lesie.
Jy sien, daar is die nieuwe show.
Wie is Kelly? Wie is Kelly Conway? Ons het dit geleer vandag.
Nee, maar ek ken, want ek volg vir Trump al vir 2 jaar. Jy is bykie achter, so jy moet vir my vraagies vraag. Ek het daar in die hoekie gesit en ek
wou... Ek ken wou... ook informatie.
Ja, nee, ek wou comments lever, hoor.
Okay, vertel.
Nee, mense het my nie gegloed, toe ek wil al paar maande terug sien, die man gaan wen.
Gaan wen, ek sou...
Hy gaan wen.
I didn't want to believe it.
Want ek het so aan die slaap geraak in die aande met hom in my oor, op YouTube, is al hoe ek aan die slaap raak, want hy praat net klomp die selle glinkies oor en oor, en is al van entertainment.
Dit is baie snaaks.
Ja,
I mean, at the time, I thought it was funny.
My husband het my amper divorce, want dit was net
Trump. Want jy luister
Trump.
Maar hy sê die selle goed. Look, look, there's the media, the filth, the scam, and we're gonna build a wall, and who's gonna pay for it? Mexico. And it was all the same, and it was funny, but now it is like you cannot believe, it's like a dream. A nightmare. But Dion, welcome to the show.
Baie dankie, jy het my baie hoog op pedestal gesit, ek hou nie daarvan.
Dis ou kan ons hom afkap nou, as ek belief.
Kap hom dadelik af, ek kom van bloem af.
Oeh, daar gaan die eerste steen op.
Jy sien.
Of wankly pedestal.
But you know what, we're gonna cross now to France. How's this for international fucking show?
Amazing.
We're going to cross to France. J'entends son, j'entends son ponfon. Because since day one, we had a listener from France. I don't think he stays in Paris. I can't remember. I'm going to put him on now so that we can start hearing him. And he is a poet and he knows it. And he's not gone. Ach, he's not gone. He's not Don Pedro, Don Carlos, Don Giovanni. He is Don Beekers, and I hope he can hear me now, and I hope he responds by saying, hello, Casper.
Hello, Casper.
Yay!
Yay!
Welcome, Don, to the show.
Merci beaucoup, les amis. Thank you.
Well, I've got here for you, Gavin Prince.
Hello, Don.
Yeah. Hi, Gavin. Pleased to meet you finally.
Oh, finally. Finally, it is happening to me. Sorry, Don. We have got Bernard Beuys.
Hello, Don.
Hi, Bernard.
And we've got fashion designer extraordinaire, prêt-à-porter, Dion Daniels.
Hello, Don.
Hello, bonjour, Dion Daniel.
Was dan net 'n moment tussen hulle?
Ja, 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 exactly.
I think so as well.
Ek voel, all of a sudden voel ek net jaloers.
Ek speet maar. So Don, jy het 'n digbundel gerelease, maar danksy die Franse of die Suid-Afrikaanse posdiens het ek dit nou nog nie gekry nie. And ons noem
dit besteel.
Jesus, and who? But we can talk to you in any case. We're going to say where people can buy your bundle and why you're doing your bundle. So I just want to tell people that a couple of months ago, Don and I worked together on an idea that he had, and I thought it was fantastic, and that is he made poems from inspiration after he watched or looked at my paintings, certain paintings that he liked, and then he wrote poems about that. But you've done that now with other painters or artists as well, am I right?
I have, yes, and expect a collection of what I call ekphrastic poetry in the near future with all the artists and you on top, obviously, of the list.
Oh, really? Thank you.
Because the list of artists has grown after you, Casper, who actually started the whole thing.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Gavin asked what that word is you used. Ekphrastics.
Oh, believe. Okay, the word is ekphrastic. Ekphrastic. I see, ekphrastic. Believe me, I didn't know what the word meant before as well.
But what does it mean?
Yeah.
Well, it means that a writer or a poet like myself will just merely give life to an image by putting words to it, and in my case, poetry.
Oh, wow. Dit klink 'n bietjie soos ek moet vassteek.
And
fashion, I have to sew something on. Right now.
Yeah.
It's vassteek.
But fashion is art, isn't it, Dion?
Yes, of course. Are you going to do something for my for a dress or something like I can inspire you for a poem as well?
If you want to collaborate with me, I will write a special poem on your designs.
That's so special.
Sure. There goes Don
I
and
feel
Dion
like
again.
Casper.
Now you know what I feel like, eh? Isn't it fantastic?
What?
To be me?
Fantastic. I love the show.
Yes.
There's
only one Casper.
Yeah, it's only one, and that's the friendly ghost. Tell me, Don.
And 50 deranged personalities.
True. You got me. You got me. That is me in a nutshell, in a nutty nutshell. But, okay, let's talk about you now. What other artists did you co-worked with?
Right, to start with, I've got two South African, well, there's Nanda Subin, the renowned cartoonist from Durban.
Oh, yeah.
I've just had my second collaboration with him in an Indian online magazine called Glowmag. And I've had two collaborations with him based on his cartoons and one oil painting.
Okay.
As well as an Indian doctor who's based in, I think he's London, called Amitabh Mitra.
Okay, nice name. Mitra, I like it.
Yeah. And I had a pen artist from America, Philip Wilkes Wilson. I had Jonelle Scholtz, who is currently, I think, also in Reimsug at the Alice Art Gallery.
Oh, okay. I will go have a look again.
Yes, she has had two exhibitions there, but I think her collection or some of her paintings is definitely there. She's also giving art classes, apparently, Casper, around your way.
Really? Okay, well, that's nice to hear. Now,
and lastly, an up-and-coming visual artist called Shamig van Schalkwyk from Cape Town.
What does visual artist mean?
Well, I think he started off by doing sketches on some gigantic notepad. And so it's basically sketches, but then he does portraiture as well.
Now, can we see all of this together in a book, Don?
That's why I mentioned that I've got quite a collection now with this, what we now know as ekphrastic poetry.
Yeah.
that is no, that's my aim, Casper, to one day and it will happen. I'll make sure it happens. That collection will see the light of day one day, very soon, hopefully in the future.
But Don, you have got a book out on Amazon.
Mm. I have, yes. It is my debut collection called The Salamander Chronicles.
Ah, okay. Salamander Chronicles. So that's not with the ekphrastic stuff.
No. I brought up ekphrastic because of what you and I did back in May 2015, me responding to actual original paintings, yes.
Okay. Yeah. So, but you see, that's why I didn't get the bloody book yet, because it's stolen in the post. So, Salamander Chronicles.
I hope not.
I hope it still comes. Salamander Chronicles, you can then get on the internet. What on your
and
Kindle?
Yes.
On your Kindle, or do you get it as a book?
It's on Amazon.com, but I know many South Africans obviously use Amazon.com, but I do firstly normally refer potential readers or buyers of the book to my author page. I've sent you the links on your.
Just tell it now.
Hang on. Oh, hang on. Right. It's long. So, okay. So it's www.ctu Publishing Group .com /Don-Buchus.
Ah, there we have words I know. Don Buchus.
And then obviously a hyphen after hyphen HTML after.
Oh yeah,
that.
The HTML.
That's my author page on the webs on the publishing webshop.
You know, Don, that these days Google is so clever. You can just write in Don Buchus Salamander.
There we go. You'll find,
and it will take you there.
Yes, just Google my name, Don, D-O-N, Buchus, and also check out my my Facebook, which has a link to my Facebook page, The Salamander Chronicles, as well.
Okay, so what I am going to tell you is, as soon as your bundle arrives now, which could be any time this year, then I'm going to contact you again, and then I will choose one or two poems, and I'll get some music for it, and then we'll Skype you again, and you can read the poems.
That's amazing.
Good, and do you have time for a short reading?
Of my poems. Do you want to do a short reading now? No.
I want to read maybe the first poem, because it's short enough.
Okay, wait, but what kind of music must I look for now?
Because music?
I want to play music in the background.
Oh.
What must I play now?
Hang on.
Give me a hint.
Hang on. Okay, something weird.
Something weird. Okay, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Where's
we have weird here.
Have we got weird? Wait. Don, I've just talked. I haven't talked to Don.
Don, so yet for my...
Yeah.
Yet you said to me that you have South African plans, like as a massive tour. Of is ek nou besig om die kat uit die bag uit te gryp?
So big. But basically, thumbs up. I am waiting for confirmation of my South African publication. Hopefully, nothing's official yet.
Yeah.
But there's a big publisher in Cape Town, which will for now remain unnamed.
Yeah.
But I'm waiting for an English and Afrikaans publication. So thumbs up. I will let you all know when it happens. Yes. And so when it does happen, I have a very good reason then. Hopefully, as you said, yes, I actually pray it happens. But that's what could result in hopefully assigning book tour, yes, in the future.
Amazing.
Okay, I've got a weird song here. I don't know. It's called Nicotine. It says weird. So I'm going to play that, and you can read whenever you want to. Let me just start the music. It takes a while here. Okay. It sounds weird.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, whenever you're ready.
Okay. This poem is called Neon Nation. As a looming black hole darkness engulfs us, absorbs us, we initially attempt to hide within a familiar midnight. Not au fait with our own existence, dark forces our nemesis. Amidst rising social revolution, our centurions march for a much-needed resolution. Their hazy electric blue exterior, hiding their complex interior, sparking a familiar notion popularized by the Neon Nation. They light up their literary torches, igniting, sparking, influencing. The starved, marked masses, chewing on force-fed, choking, toxic, rhetorical molasses. Rise, Neon Nation, rise. Your passion to mesmerize a dormant, parched army. A necessary orchestration, unlocking the arsenal of the Neon Nation. Rise, Neon Nation, rise. Let your melange of culturally influential colors, obscure unknown forces upon us, deleting their marauding malice, causing a literary revolutionary sensation as the enlightened neon nation. Thank you.
En ek dink die musiek het mooi gewerk daarby, hoor.
Excellent choice, Casper.
Ja,
well done.
Remember now, this was Too Weird to Live. Album by Panic at the Disco. That's what we play. So, Gavin has...
I like it.
Ja, het is lekker. So, Gavin het 'n vraag.
Don, do you write in English or Afrikaans?
Both. English, Afrikaans, yes.
Okay.
So the Salamander Chronicles, is that only English?
It's only English.
Okay.
It was published in California, where my publisher is based.
Okay. Well...
And just a shout out quickly to my listeners and readers of my poetry in Durban. And in Cape Town, to my family and friends, anyone listening... and look out for the podcast.
Yay! Ach, Don. Ach, and you can Yay. You believe you've been with us for 3 years, my friend? 3 years.
Yes. Yes, Casper.
How do you say 3 years Kasper, in French? How do you say 3 years in French?
Trois ans. Casper, just one thing before I forget. Just thanks again, everyone. Thanks for the team. You're Amol Liflek. Casper, if you go on my Casper, if you find my author page, you will be in the center there with something.
Okay, with the sun, God, or Trump.
Well, I think holding up an article of when we first collaborated.
Oh, fantastic! Okay, lekker.
And one of your and een van die ape verskyn ook daar.
Okay. Yes. He's not talking about the president, Gavin.
Okay.
So what did you want to ask him?
Yeah, just before we go, I just wanted to say this one poem that you did, but I think it was many moons ago. I think the title has something like May in it. Does it ring a bell, Don?
May?
So basically it is a poem about your days on the Cape Flats. Being like an English teacher with all of the police and the Caspers and in like a certain historic period in our lives. And when I read that, it brought up a lot of memories in terms of how I grew up as well, because I also grew up with like all the Caspers just going past our house and things like that. So your words brought up a lot of that old memories for me.
And that's gold. That is gold commentary to me, because if people don't interact or comment on their experiences or interacting, you know, or finding a heartstring or something that moves them, then I won't know. So I thank you for that.
It's a pleasure, sir. So we'll speak soon, Don. Thank you very much, and enjoy yourself there in France.
I will. Oh, well, thank you.
Quick question. Yes. Sorry, Don. Why is it looking right there for the extreme right wing, Le Pen? Is she going to win the election?
You never know, Casper, but there's a town not far from where I am, where I normally do my jazz singing and gospel singing, where the choir is based. And there is sometimes a real threat that when there's a march with her supporters, we had a concert the other day in a church, and we were told that we could expect for the concert to be disrupted.
Really? So it's starting. It's like
Yeah, and in France there's now the primary debates going on for the upcoming election. So it's all real. Yeah.
And I know in Holland, of all fucking places, the ultra right wing is also very close to winning the election next month.
They are gathering, they are amassing. It's a real threat.
It's a real threat.
We've got poop Trump in as well now.
Yeah, I know.
There are movements and shakers about, but hopefully the world will still be safe.
We hope and pray. Yeah. Thank you, Don, and we'll speak soon. Salamander Chronicles. Thank you very much. That you Google that, the Salamander Chronicles, and you will find Don Beukers. Now, what do you say about the fact that Donald has won now, Dion?
Kijk, ek wou nie gehad het, hy mis gewen het nie, maar het was flipper entertaining met die hele, jy weet, aangaan tot die verloop het my elke aand in die slaap gesit.
Ja, maar okay, maar nou.
Maar nou, maar nou is
nou,
dit,
nou, kan nou, slaap nie.
Nou het julle vroeger gesê, Melania Trump het so mooi gelyk en sy gaan heeltemal stil bly, maar sy was Miss World of Miss Heelal of wat ook al. Nou, jy sien, hulle weet in elk geval nie veel behalwe world peace nie.
Ja.
Dis mos hulle answer vir alles.
Ja.
Maar nou trou sy met iemand wat fucking world war gaan doen, so wat is haar answer nou?
Sy moet maar aan die bed die antwoord gee nou.
Ja, wel het jy daai kyk gesien wat hy haar gegee het op die internet.
Het jy die kyk gesien wat sy op haar glimlag het?
Ja, ja, dis daai ene.
Dis daai ene, ja.
Dis daai kyk.
Wait, I didn't see that look.
What happened? Let me tell you, picture
maar
this.
Maar hy het iets gesê vir haar, want jy kan sien, hy het iets gemumble.
Sit in jou hoekie, dis so ietsie.
She was smiling away, he turned around, it was on that pedestal he was, die verhoog van die inauguration, and he turned around, they got a close-up, with her smiling, oh, did he say something?
He didn't say anything. It was a look.
It was
you
a
know
look.
That look.
Well, we don't know whether that was the look or whether Melania thinks he's a doer, because when he turned around, her smile completely vanishes. Completely.
But like in when someone abuses you, it was that kind of smile. Okay, I won't smile again, otherwise I'm going to get
shame.
A fit club. That kind of look.
Oh, there's a lot of stories I want to hear. Mm. So Don said, Dion. Are you Dion?
Nee, ek is Dion.
Jy is Dion, hè?
Ja,
well, ek was bang, ek is 'n doos en sê Dion en ek mag.
Amper is Rian, Dion, ek het al daai and everything. I had everything. Like, but I'm Dion.
Dion. Dion is nice.
Dion.
Dion is very much Dior. Very much the same. Dion.
Yeah, I would like to think so. Yeah. The South African Dior.
I go from Dior to Dior. Do you follow our world-renowned soap, Consistory?
No. But I am now. Definitely.
You're not?
No.
Oh, I was expecting a yes there.
I was too.
I'm going to give a Donald Trump look at him now.
you may. but I listen to you.
Well, we're going to go for the next installment in our world-renowned Consistory, and after that we will talk on.
But this will be exciting. It will be my first time to listen to that.
Yeah, but most probably we will not listen to it here. We will talk to you and gossip and run around. But you can listen to the
podcast.
That's it. Anytime. And Dion, you know your supporters who would like me to tell them to listen to the podcast. Obviously, we don't want your run-of-the-mill. Kyk net Tannie van Ventersdorp, want sy gaan haar koek skeef skrik. But for the rest, we want them to listen. So you must plug our podcast, eh?
I will definitely do that.
Okay, here we go. A lot of messages coming in here as well. We'll read them now, but it's time for la 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 la. Ah, reën lekker. La 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 la. Ek sien 'n ster. Water vir die plantjies. Ek sien 'n ster. Hallo Koen.
La.
Hallo Koen.
Laat jy my skrik, Rita.
Dit reën, hè? Die sambreel hier so sit.
Maar ek is seker ek het die voordeur gesluit.
Ja. Natuurlik het jy, maar ek het nog sleutels.
Het jy nog sleutels?
Ja. Balbuiter.
Maar miskien moet jy dit vir my teruggee.
Nou, nee.
Die ding is net
maar
ons is van tafel en bed geskei, Rita. Jy kan nie mos net enige tyd hier inloop nie.
Mosbol.
Jy is eintlik nog mevrou Dominee, besef jy dit, Rita?
Kakkerlak. Ja, hoekom sê jy vir my dit?
Ek wil net vra of jy en jou kerel...
Sybrand. Hy rook, Sybrand. Arabierpiel.
Ja, ek het gedink of jylle dalk het net 'n klein bietjie stadiger kan vat, want jy maak eintlik 'n spektakel van jouself in die gemeenskap, terwyl ons nog nie amptelik geskei is nie.
Hoe kan jy skielik jou lul uitzip en pis op my drome, Konrad?
Nee, dis nie wat dit is nie, Rita. Dis net om binne perke van die status wat jy op die oomblik beklee op te tree.
Ja, maar die status wat ek op die oomblik beklee is 'n status wat 'n ex-status is. Dis nie die nou. Ek is nie meer mevrou Dominee nie. Lekker slivers.
Vat dit net 'n bietjie rustig, asseblief. Jy weet, mense vra my die hele tyd, nou wat is die Sybrand? Wie is die Sybrand?
Nou, ons bak, brou, saam, ek geniet myself, ek geniet sy, ek is baie lief vir lief. Ek is baie lief vir Sybrand. Jy sien, hy onderskraag my. Hy staan by my en hy verstaan my met my probleme.
Ja, Rita. Wanneer laas het jy van Marcel gehoor?
Jare laas.
Marcel?
Ja, ek antwoord jare laas. As het ware, ek weet nie waar hy is nie.
Hoe is het moontlik dat hy van Aswegen gesin so uit mekaar geskeur het? En Attie?
Maar jy moet weet van Attie. Is jy my fucking kind nie?
Maar ek hoor nie van hom nie. Vygie hou hom weg van ons allemaal. Hy was weke laas by die werk. Die dokter gee geen terugvoer nie.
Hoe kon die Vygie my klitoris klingel? As ek aan haar dink, iets fout. Iets is fout met die vrou. Ek weet nie. Sy praat net te hoog. Net te hoog.
Ek sal maar later weer probeer bel. Daar's nooit antwoord nie, maar miskien is ek gelukkig. Ek is baie bekommerd.
Wag, toe maar kom. Kom, ek gee jou 'n drukkie.
Rita.
Kom. Konnie.
Ja, Rita.
Da's een ding wat ek moet erken.
Ja, sê dit maar.
Ek sien so uit om terug te gaan na Sybrand toe. Tot ziens.
Tot ziens, Rita. Jou sambriel.
Ja, sorry. Poef, hierdie reen. Is dit so aanhou en ek nog gestryk uit my ore uitgroei.
Ah, oh, my kind, kom sit hier.
Papa.
So, kyk nou mooi. Hierdie fotoekie. Wie is dit?
Mama.
Ja, dit was mama. Mama Elisabeth.
Mama Elisabeth.
Ja, ai. Es weet hoe dit soms gebeur dat 'n lewe anders ontvou as wat mens sou gehoop het. Wie weet hoe 'n tipe moeder sou Elisabeth gewees het vir jou, Damien?
Ja.
En ek verstaan nie dat mense so lelik met jou is. Hulle sê jy is die duivel. Wat het die dokter gesê? Hoe kan hulle dit sê?
Ek is nie die duivel nie, papa.
Ja. Damien, kon jy nog altyd so praat?
Ek kan nie altyd so praat, nie. Dit hang af hoeveel ek geëet het. Ek is verskriklik ontwikkeld. Ek sal vir papa help met baie dinge in die wêreld.
Hoe bedoel jy dit? Wat baie dinge in die wêreld?
Ek bedoel met enigiets wat papa wil hê.
So sê nou maar 'n nuwe Mercedes SL 24.
Ek kan vir papa help.
Jawel, Damien. Wel, ek sal het sien as ek het glo.
Papa, sal?
Glo, as ek het sien.
Moet vir niemand.
Vertel jy van nie.
As daar alle mense is,
is ek.
Klein Damien, en ek praat so.
As ons alleen is,
kan ons lekker gesprek hê.
Jy kan my enig iets vraag, oor enig iets, ek weet alles.
Damien, hoe het hierdie dinge dan gebeur?
Soms, een uit 'n triljoen gebeur dit. Dat twee mense se gene
op so'n manier meng.
Dat 'n hyperintelligente byna boaardse wese die lig sien.
En ek is een van hulle.
Is jy kwaadaardig, Damien?
Dalk, dalk nie. Maar ek is fucking slim.
Nee, dis verseker.
Damien, nou wat nou?
Hoe gaan ons maar net aan? Ek weet ek het 'n doel, maar ek weet ook nie wat het is nie.
Jy is amper soos Bafana Bafana.
Ja, is daar nog vraag?
Wel, Damien, hoeveel reekse van nood vir nood, dink jy, gaan daar nog wees?
Nee, selfs ek weet dit nie. Papa lus vir McDonald's?
Ja, okay.
Gee my jou sel, dat ek het bestel oor die app.
Damien, dis amazing.
Ja, papa. My papa, Elizabeth. Mama Elizabeth. Papa.
Ja. Jawe.
I work 60 hours a week, spend 10 hours commuting, 12 hours catching up with the kids, 4 hours arguing with my ex-wife, and 8 hours keeping my new wife happy. But I spend only 20 minutes a week at the gym thanks to BodyTech, a high-intensity, time-efficient muscle strength and endurance workout supervised by qualified personal trainers. BodyTech uses advanced German electro-muscle stimulation technology, and there are over 20 studios nationwide. Book your discounted trial now at bodytech.co.za. That's Body T-E-C. BodyTech. Welcome to a new fitness generation.
Up, down, up, down, up, down for 20 minutes, and that's all, every week.
What was that?
Body Tech.
Oh, of course.
It's the Body Tech. What did they write?
Yeah, exactly. It just like disappeared. There. What's happening with your screen? Casper's screen is now white.
Well.
Oh, my goodness. I think
I just wanted you to read the WhatsApps for me, and now it's gone. It's gone. What's up?
I think it's Russia. It was Trump.
Trump heard me.
They hacked you, Casper.
I'm sorry, Mr. Trumpy. Please bring back my screeny.
And I think there were such beautiful messages from...
Hopefully they're still there. Palesa, we don't have a screen. Palesa. We don't have anything. We can't see anything. Our WhatsApp disappeared, Lucas. I don't know what's going on.
It's like it's doing things to itself.
Yeah. Anyway.
How weird.
How do you know Gavin Prince, Dion?
Sure. Ons kan nou al 'n lang pad saam.
Dis die meeste gesprekke begin met Gavin.
Sure. He had me on his show, Tongue Loss, was it on Kijknet?
So that was many moons ago. Yeah.
And then I dressed you for, I don't know, Oprah's own inauguration here in South Africa.
That's the opening of her school.
Of her school. And yes. Then she noticed you because you were wearing...
Dion Daniels.
But really? Was that did you wear a dress?
Did you dress me the first, the second, or the third time I met Oprah?
I don't know. Wow, you are very important. The first, or the second, or the third time. Don't know.
But it was one of those occasions. But I always looked amazing in your outfits. Yeah, you were the only one.
So you do design for men?
Yeah, that's what I'm known for. That's what I started to be known for.
Why haven't I worn a Dion Daniels yet?
I don't know. Please come to me tomorrow. Just make an appointment.
We've got a lot of material.
No, not at all. You're still small. Some of my clients is...
Really? But remember, it's not a dress I must wear. I must wear like something manly.
If you go on Dion Daniels' website, you'll see that he's...
Yes, his suits are stunning.
Yeah, my cliente bar is the cream of the crop of the celebrities.
There's someone here who said that he heard Dion also. Dion.
Yeah, Dion.
It's Dion.
And as iemand het ook vir hom gesê Dan.
Dan. It's okay. Dan and sis.
Oh my goodness.
D-I-A-A-N.
Okay.
Dion.
So in terms of your, while Casper sorts out his monitor, in terms of like men and designing for men and for women, like which do you like more?
I actually like both now. Mm-hmm. I started out doing wedding dresses as being a wedding designer for 10 years. No. And then I got so bored because if I had to make another flippin' white dress, I was going to actually vomit.
But there's seker toch like different like different styles and things?
Yeah, but then they come with this picture. And they don't want to listen to you.
I hate pictures. I also get pictures.
I like the pictures, but then listen, you're coming to a professional. Fucking listen.
Yeah, but it's not a groot dag.
Yeah, but it's not a groot dag. And mama and oma and everyone had something to say. Oh, no, she has to wear white.
Oh, my goodness.
Really? No, she doesn't. Because oma white only suits darker skin.
So is it like an episode of Say Yes to the Dress? Like Amal
Sadar. He's got his own television series now about wedding dresses.
I've watched it.
It's called My Droom Folk.
Ja, folk, wat gaan aan?
Dit is mos, nee, My Droom Rok.
Ja, My Droom Trou Rok. 147 via, ek moet net dit sê.
Ons kyk vir hom via die televisie.
Ja, ja, ja.
And, but you're going strong, want it is nou al reeks nummer 68.
Almost like noot for noot. It looks like we're going a long way.
Ek sal laat Dr. Langerhans vir die kind vra van hoe lank gaan jou show ook nog aanhou. Volgende keer in konsistorie.
Nee, dis fout. Maar intuit ek heeltemal, I totally scrapped the wedding dresses, and when I moved to Joburg, just done men's stuff, and then Heinz and Kurt put me on the map because I dressed them so nicely. And then the word spread.
You also designed Kurt's wedding outfit, hey?
Yes, and Bobby.
Moet nie kom sê wat ons ges... Maar ons het goed gepraat, ne?
Hey, nee,
het jy self sy maates gevat?
Dis wat ek aan dink nou.
Always. You know why I like my job so much. And not more than once.
But was your thigh measurements?
Oh, wait, no. No, I have to talk. No, I'm very professional. I don't get...
You don't talk out.
Yeah, I don't talk out.
It's confidential information.
Confidential.
I like that. It's very much an Oprah guest. He goes up to a point, but he doesn't reveal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Super,
but I can go further.
And, het jy verder gegaan met Bobby?
Nee. Yeah, he's married.
I've heard that before.
Aniki. Yeah.
She's constantly pregnant.
Yeah, well.
Did you ever come on?
No, I didn't. She didn't want me to.
Why?
It was a beach wedding. When people think it's a beach wedding, they think you don't have to do much effort. But she looked nice. Mm. It was just casual. Like their wedding was nice.
Mermaid.
Yeah, chiffon, soft, flowy. That's what it was.
I have to wear a Dion Daniels.
I actually wanted to bring you something from our shop.
No, don't.
But then I decided I would rather custom make you something special.
I think it'll be a nice way to test your gag reflex and how far you can go without vomiting if you take the measurements live on my body. Okay, so we'll do that.
I can go very far.
Well, let's see. Let's see, young man.
It's a challenge.
Once you gone fat, you lie down with bat. ons het nog so baie dinge om deur te gaan. Ek dink jy moet weer terugkom.
I want to. I can. This is like a holiday for me. Really, I love it.
We lost our WeChats again. We tops. What up?
We can make up our own.
Yeah, but I can remember Adrian send a nice long message.
Yes.
And but
it says, Dear Gavin.
And
then I don't see
that's again. Why you remember it. It says, Dear Gavin.
And Casper and Betty.
Yeah. But we'll see. But maybe we'll get it. You see, we got sections on the show, Dion.
Okay.
So we have to do that. But you do the sections with us. That's what's so nice.
It's exciting.
So this section is called, it's like Golden Oldies, but in Afrikaans, a Golden Oldie is a...
Stof Poopies. This is Stof Poopies. Stof Poopies van J.H. Proudly brought to you by Sandwich Baron.
Wat eet ek vandag? Dit sal Sandwich Baron moet wees. Hulle lewer mos gratis af by my huis of kantoor. Maar wat sal dit wees? 'N smaaklike toebroodjie, 'n kraak vars slaai of vars Franse brood met 'n verskeidenheid kwaliteit vulsels of dalk 'n reuse gebakte aartappel wat bedek is met romerige sampioensaus, brosgebraaide spek en baie cheddar kaas. By Sandwich Baron kan jy aanlyn bestel. Registreer eenmalig by die winkel van jou keuse. Bestel aanlyn by sandwichbaron.co.za. Sandwich Baron, ongetwyfeld heerlik.
Sorry dame dat ek jou in die rede val, maar ek was so gegooi met brosgebakte beskuit. Wat het sy gesê? Maar ek kon dit sien. Afrikaans nie net 'n fantastiese taal.
Jy was absoluut meegevoer.
Maar daai vrou is verskriklik opgewonde elke keer.
Sy is, nee, sy fokken wil nie eet.
Oh my god.
Ja, maar ek het die jaar laas het die broodjie gehad, ek so opgewonde as ek dit luister.
Brosgebraaide, thank you.
Oh, we are back.
There's a message from Don who we just spoke to. He says, Dion.
Just to say it was great meeting you on the show today.
Oh, wonderful. Dion, thank you,
exclamation
Don.
Mark.
We had a moment. I could feel it.
I think we should be a bit off, Casper.
Just read Adrian's message while we still have it.
Hallo, Cassie, Gavin, en my dolla Betty.
Hallo.
Met twee uitroeptekens. Dis weer lekker Vrydag in die baai. Ek moet net gou sê dat Dion Daniels nou net een van daai stemme het wat 'n mens sommer oh my god, sterkie, sterkie, sterkie maak.
Nee, sê dit.
Okay,
sê dit.
Jags. Sorry, pa.
Hou op so fucking preet wees.
Ja, hoekom wil ons hê?
Ek is yeah, it's not the Gavin Prince show.
Okay. Dit is, hy het een van hy sê, maar wat my so my jags maak. So lekker, is jylle bloed. Ja.
Moet ek nog meer praat?
Liewe moer, maar nou ja. Ek dog, ek sê maar net verder, sien ek net baie uit om dinge, om bykie te gaan visvang die naweek.
Wat?
En te relax. Lekker dag vir jylle my skapies. Love, lots of love, the one and only, Adrian.
Vang Moffies vis.
Dankie, Adrian.
I've never in my life. Have you ever heard of a gay hengelklub?
Nee, ek ook
Moffies
nie.
Vang vis. Stefan?
Ja,
vang vis.
Wat is mens slaap?
Elke tweede naweek van elke maand gevang hy vis.
Met aan
een
Moffies?
En een vis van, nee, ek dink is,
o,
maar is een vis van klub.
Is nie gay hengel nie.
Nee, nee, dis actual visvang.
Ja, dis nie.
Dis nie vriendin soek nie.
It's not that kind of fishing.
Ons gaan weer hierdie naweek dam toe. Om
ja.
Visvang. Oh my god. Oh, and there was a guy from Stellenbosch. I can't find it anymore. Well, I just want to tell you, Stellenbosch guy, I think your name is Mark. Maar ek kry nie meer jou fucking boodskap nie. O, het iemand vir ons ook 'n foto gestuur van Donald Trump en daar net daar waar Michelle die persent kry en go, what the?
Yes.
Ja.
Dankie vir daai boodskapie, maar ons kan net 'n kykie sien soos weet jy wat jou naam is nie.
Stellenbosch, Mark, I just want to tell you that I am coming to Stellenbosch in March with my show. It is 99.9%. I will be there in the Endler Hall. Endler isn't a person and Hall isn't a anus. It's Endler Hall. So remember, spread the word, please. And Mark,
vissers van alle nasies.
Jy!
Waar was ons nou?
Ons het, Jesus, ons is so afgetoond.
Oh, stofpoppie!
Oh, ja, 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 ja. Okay.
Stop Puppy, sorry. Now, I'm going to tell you, I think you all know the song. This is the first song I ever personally felt guilty when I listened to it. Because because of the message. It was so, oh, what I feel skuldig. Because the message, the song basically says, don't klaar, moet nie so klaar nie. You know? And I didn't know Bob Dylan or any of those folk people, so I didn't know about The Answer is Blowing in My Wind, you know? But this song, when I heard it, I was very young, and I went, oh, but shame.
Hoe young? Tiener?
Ja, miskien nog, ek weet nie, sê hulle wanneer die song uitgekom het, van hierdie ou. Sy naam is Ralph McTell.
Yeah.
Ralph McTell. Do you know who he is?
No, but I would know the song.
You would know the song.
I would.
Better you too, eh?
Yes.
You would know that. You would.
I'm very good with songs, especially golden oldies. I love it.
Yeah, it's golden oldies. Mm. His name is not that familiar to anyone, but the song is. So when was it a hit, Gavin?
Yeah, internet's a bit stadig, hoor, Gavin.
For top your besigheid, contact for Gavin.
Because he can find it very quickly for you.
Gavin Prince, where silence is always. Yeah.
1969, okay?
Oh, really?
1969.
It's on the 69. Then I must have been sure.
Oh, my goodness, Ma.
69, yeah.
There's such a sweet story about Ralph. So Ralph was born Ralph May, okay? Blah, 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 blah. He was a singer, songwriter, poet, and obviously famous for his song, Streets of London. But can you believe he's...
Which is our stuff, Whoopi. People don't know that yet.
So, het gesê?
No, Mark, oh my God, I'm sorry. So our song is the Streets of London, you know it?
Yep.
How can you tell me that you're lonely?
It's lovely.
Say for me... For you that the sun does not shine.
By a
Let
sad
me
song.
Take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London.
Oh,
I'll show you something that'll open up your mouth.
As dit ek om jy guilty gevoel het.
Vertel nou.
How sweet. So he like obviously grew up in things, right? In like what parts of the UK. But the
streets of London.
So yeah.
Scared.
What's up for Dion Meer Inkley? But his father was a gardener, right? But when his brother was born, the father walked out and there was a moment between him and his mother that's captured in all of his biographies. His mother was like, daar's geen inkomste nie. She's got no job. Die pa het al kranige salaris gekry.
Kan ek net by jou check, het die pa uitgegaan net vir 'n rookie of het hy gefok of?
He proper left them. He left them.
Oh, I thought he went out.
She was so die mag het net daar gestaan.
And, oh,
as a
no.
Bow, and hy kon nie nog 'n kind hanteer nie. I don't know what
so
it was.
Why didn't he work on his equipment?
So then he left, and then Ralph said to his mother, don't worry, I will look after you. And look how successful he became.
With his song. And the mother took all the royalties. And he said, mother, please, can I now go buy myself a car? No! More! You said you would look after me, Ralph! My God, ma, can I get for myself net ietsie koop? No! But it's a beautiful song. And you will recognize it, if not already. Betty, can you?
Yes.
Have you seen the old man in the closed down market, kicking up the paper with his worn-out shoes? In his eyes you see no pride, and held loosely at his side, yesterday's paper telling yesterday's news. So how can you tell me you're lonely, and say for you that the sun don't shine? Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London. Show you something to make you change your mind. Have
Have you seen the old girl who once?
Well, unfortunately, we've got such a full show today. I have to stop the Street of London. So the guy is now walking London, and I've got to call him back. Ralph! She's not Ralph! Oh, sorry, weg. But it's a nice song, eh?
It's a very nice song. It's the first time I hear it. It's a very nice song.
Gavin! First time you hear it, Gavin.
Gavin!
He is 72 years old and I am 39 years old.
But this is
I'm
like
38. You have no excuse.
They're playing this on Aris Gia. They're playing this on the Radio 6.
Ek ken nou ander liedjie, die Streets of Philadelphia.
Oh, but well, that's Bruce Springsteen. Or is
that
sure?
Like
what the streets is
that? That's Bruce.
That's Bruce. But in geval, dit is dan nou ons top.
But Bruce became sure.
Became sure. And that's why he's got that confident walk. So I just want to say, that was the stuff that we presented by Sandwich Baron. We love Sandwich Baron. Ek kwyl soos ek hier sit. Ja. Vir daai brosgebakte bier iets. Beskuitjie, bak, brosgebakte aartappel.
I wonder if aartappel met brosgebak wees nie. ek dink hy gaan lekker smaak nie.
Oh my God. Maar jy bedoel seker buite bros en binne lekker. Of hoe?
Ja.
Nou maar, dan is dit reg so, dan eet ons aartappels, soos die Here bewou. Wag. Kyk, daar moes natuurlik iemand gewees het ergens in die verlede, wat eers 'n rou aartappel geëet het. En toe besef, nee, dit is, mens kan dit nie rou eet nie. Hoe leer jy dit? Jy moet dit leer deur te voel.
Ja,
en toe kom sy ma en sy sit dit in kookwater, maar toe gaan hy dood van die siek aartappel. And then they knew.
Maar dis 'n een groente tipe wat nie rou geëet kan word nie.
Ja.
Dis rarig nie lekker nie.
Hy ruik ook nie lekker nie.
Mm-mm.
Maar hy sê, ja, wel, van my ma.
No, I like the potato, you know.
Roasted potato.
Roasted potato.
O nee, jylle maak my baie honger. Ek het 'n jaar laas kaaps geëet. Asseblief hou op.
Hoe doen jy dit? Dis nie net kaaps nie. Dis boerekos ook.
If you see yourself on TV, you're permanently on a diet.
Are you on a diet?
Nie kaaps nie, Gavin. Kaaps.
Yeah. Oh, kaaps.
I want kaaps.
That flippin' camera. It's always a wide shot.
It's always hard work.
Yeah, always to be hard on, work.
Is dit ook meer so mooi maar, like?
Dit is ook so mooi, like, ja.
But kijk, you're looking good.
Ja, but on TV, you look obese.
Yes.
You see, that's the...
kijk, carbs.
Yes, I agree.
No carbs.
I lied, and you look succulent.
Dankie, Kasper.
I kijk so back. Ja, ek kom sê succulent, hoe kijk jy dan? I was making fun, man.
Exactly.
And being complimentary. Wat is die skinder nuus?
Yeah, oh ja.
Ek lekker nuus. Ek lekker nuus.
Let us be the judge.
Sure, he's cool, mens.
Ons kom nou by die cool, man. Well, semi-cool.
Mm.
Nee, ek wil eers mention, ons allemaal hou van Supergirl. Die series? Supergirl? Ja. So, is daar 'n lesbian couple op die show.
Ja.
Soos daar nou in die meeste series nou is, maar dit is so 'n sweet couple en dit is half inge... ease in die show, dis nie so,
in your face,
in your face nie. Maar, so het 'n ma nou getweet, op Twitter, dis vir my tweet, sy het, maar vir Supergirl nou, sy het hulle getag en gesê, please tone down the homosexual messages. Used to watch this with my daughter, now I have to explain to a 7 and 10 year old. Thanks.
Okay.
Supergirl replied to. Good. Uitroepteken. Explain to them that love is love and it's beautiful no matter who you are, who you find love with.
Oh,
that's a wonderful reply.
That's a super message.
That's a super message from Supergirl.
Can I just say on that note that Nia Nell bought her 7-year-old to my wedding to teach her and to show her what it's all about when two guys get married.
That's by sweet.
Yeah.
Dis baie sweet.
Ja.
Kyk nou daarso. Mamma, baba, kom ons het twee mannetjies.
Want my kind, mama gaan vir jou nou vertel. Moet jy so hard praat in die kerk nie.
So die wedding was eintlik 'n viewing party.
'n Viewing, ja. Jy moes kaartjies koop.
Oh my god.
Nee, dis baie nice van haar ding.
Nee, nice Supergirl.
My, I've just done a last thing on that. I've had the same conversation with my daughter. And because my daughter also asked me, she's 4 years old, and she asked me, why it's only boy and girl, Papa. Why are you with a boy? Why do you kiss daddy? And I had the same answer as them.
Yeah.
When two people love each other, you know, whatever gebeur dan.
Ja.
Nee,
dit as kinders het vrae moet dit geantwoord word.
Ja, exactly.
Dit is met my suster hulle se kinders. Die oudste is nou 14 en hy vra vir my sulke vrae en ek weet nie wat ek voel dis nie my plek om vir hom te antwoord nie. Mm. En my sussie se antwoord is net hulle is nog te jonk om te weet.
Please.
Hy is fucking 14.
Ja.
Wow.
Hy weet meer as sy van
what I got up to at 14 already.
I saw pictures.
I know you did. Ja, jou mond, jy is nie meer op tonge los nie.
Maar van 14 na 89.
Ooh.
'N Hollywood actor.
Which one?
Ek gebruik dit loosely.
Yes.
Want hy was in die Eating Out movies. Dit gewees. So, ek weet nie wat doen hy nou nie. Maar hy het 'n 89-jarige ou tannie. Sy was sy neighbor gewees. Ingevat en sy bly nou by hom want die dokters het haar 'n paar maande gegee om te lewe en hy het net soos gesê want sy het net familie en so nie en hy het haar nou ingevat in sy woonstel en hy vorder geld in om vir haar te sorg en ja ek dink is baie sweet van hom.
Sure.
Ja.
Wat het dit met fucking gay nuus te doen?
Want hy is fucking gay.
Wow.
Maar wie is hy?
Hy dis Chris Salvatore.
Oh.
Beautiful ouetjie. Gaan Google hom.
72 jaar oud.
Nee, nie die tannie. Nee, die
tannie
is 89.
Ek nog die oom.
Nee.
Well, hy het die tannie en hy is jong.
Ja,
hy
is jong.
I don't know what this is, but it's called the Gay Choir Asbestos.
Ooh.
So that's why I'm
playing. Gepas.
Ja. Nog nie sien?
En dan... Dit is vir my... Een website het nou gepost dat die Mr. Gay Australia is blijkbaar nou een goeie kandidaat om die volgende Mr. Gay World te wen.
Ah.
Want
hoe lyk hy? Hoe lyk hy?
Hy is skeuterig.
Hy is jonk.
Hy is baie jonk. Hy is skeuterig.
He is cute. Ja, I wouldn't say cuter.
Sy naam is David Francis, as iemand wil gaan Google.
Oh, I'll Google him.
Ja, David Francis people, Google. Instagram ja, follow.
Is David met 'n V of met 'n V?
Met 'n V.
Dankie.
Dis Engelse David. Dis nie Suid-Afrikaans nie.
Ja, bly Suid-Afrikaans, is in Australië.
En ja, hy het baie followers op Instagram en hy werk vir 'n non-profit organization en
so met ander 'n ateïstiese plek, want non-profits.
Okay, maar so ja, maar Australië, ek sien julle kandidaat en ek wil vir jou, julle wys julle sin, ek wys jou myne.
Ja. Wat is jou nou?
Ons eie Mr. Well, dit's hy's Mr. Mardi Gras wat ook Mr. Gay Southern Africa se titel dra. Hy gaan ons represent by Mr. Gay World.
Ken ek hom? Het ek hom gesien al?
Ek weet nie, ek dink jy volg hom dalk op Instagram. Het hy gesê?
Het hy gesê?
Bring out the Casper files.
Ek dink Dion kan hom dalk ken, want hy kom van Bloemfontein af. Alexander Stein.
Ken jy hom?
Ja. But nothing.
Can I net vice?
All I can add is he was married to Nadia Beekers and I just made her wedding gown last year, the end of last year.
But so he's gay, right?
He was.
Alexander,
so can I net feel a vice that looks gewijs, staan Australia nie 'n kans nie.
Yes,
wow. So Nadia saw that face 2 millimeters from hers. Oh, it's lovely.
Just a lucky girl.
Maar ja, hy het die ander ouetjie werk vir non-profit en wat, maar Zander is rarig, hy het so baie goeie wat op sy...
Is hy nou Zander? Ken jy my nou so goed?
ons is so.
Sê my toe Zander jou van my vertel, dat het hy nog gesê. Hy gaan deelneem.
Hy neem deel en...
En Zander kan sing.
Zander kan sing, ja. Hy is in die performing arts, hy werk baie
Zander
met kinders.
Zander kan dance.
hy werk, hy is nou met 'n anti-bullying campaign besig en so hy doen ook 'n nuwe show Hans Haas wat by skole omgaan
wat?
En Hans Haas.
Hans Haas.
Hans Hans is die naam.
En die Haas?
Hans is die Haas se naam.
Okay.
Hans Haas.
Hoe kon hy net nie Zander Haas?
Of Hans.
Anyway, ek het vir hom gesê dit gaan daai naam gaan aandag.
Julle gesels baie, né?
Maar luister jy Zander? Zander, luister jy na die podcast? Wow, we're going to invite you, Zander. I want to see you because what I saw, I want to see live. Sorry, I'm just wiping up. I'm wiping up the microphone. Hey, it's got lots of saliva. Tell me from Bloemfontein, who else? It's jy, de Zander. Wie is kom nog uit Bloemfontein? Kom.
Sjukerin de Toy kom uit Bloemfontein uit. David Furie kom uit Bloemfontein uit.
Steve daar skool, Steve Hofmeyer.
Ja, yes, Steve Hofmeyer. Almal wat amazing is kom van Bloemfontein.
Ryk Neetler.
Hy het nou die dag saam met my in die slow lounge gesit. Nou ken ek nie hoe vorm nie. Now I have to hold my pose.
But how does he look?
Fucking fantastic.
Really?
Is it?
Ja.
Want hy moet nog enkel lopen weer.
Really? I thought I was going to make a wedding suit.
Tell him. You should do that.
Ja, maar ek wil net
so voor... So didn't you guts opgewek om te praat nie?
Nee. Ja.
Of as jy van weesending sê, vraag om vir tabloids waar is, want dit is vir die tabloids gesê dat hy nie girl is uit.
Ja, maar
die girl van die wijnplaas.
Nee, dit is a girl van Syria of somewhere, isn't it? And they didn't...
South Africa, Cape Town.
Oh, he moves quickly.
Yeah.
Just like he does in 50 meters freestyle.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, Ryk, ja, Ryk is van Bloemfontein. Dis waar. Okay, where were we?
Zander.
Hallo Zander.
Ja, so ek dink ons kandidaat is beter as Australiese en definitief.
Hy's baie beter.
Because now the Australian guy.
Nie net looks nie. Ek meen hy daar's so baie wat hy positiewe dinge wat hy doen. So hy het 'n goeie platform om 'n verskil te maak.
I agree.
Yeah. Because what does David do? He can't sing or dance, can
he? Nee, ek meen hy basies 'n a spokesperson of a whatever for the non-profit organization waar Zander actually actively werk in die gemeenskap.
We love Zander for that.
Thank you, Zander.
En gaan kyk vir hom op Instagram. Dis @alexanderstein_.
Volg ek hom. Ek gaan gou kyk.
Wil jy nie sy selnommer ook uitgee vir die lyn?
Ek gaan nou, wat ek nou gaan doen is ek gaan nou na Instagram toe en kyk of ek hom volg. As hy reg is, dan weet ons hy praat die
Waarin? En hy's 'n amazing artist. Jy moet sê, jy
moet sê. Ja, dan weet ek wie hy is.
Ja, ek het jou vertel van hom met die van die paintings.
Nee, ek weet niks van dit nie. Ek het sy eie painting. Ek weet.
Maar jy weet mos nou wanneer jy eers vir hom vertel, dis vir een oor in.
Okay, wat sy naam? Alexander
Stein _.
Ek sweer.
Oh my goodness, ek volg nie eens vir hom nie.
Volg hom onmiddellik.
Gavin.
Waar is die _ na die R?
Hy het 1800.
Hy sê, wag, Alexander Stein?
Hy's mos
I'm following him. He's talking the absolute truth. He's talking nothing but the truth. My here.
Hy't baie striking oë.
Hy het
ja, daai een het ek nog gelike. Ja, sien jy, daai een gelike.
Hy is so sweet mens. Laas jaar met die parade, onthou jy ek het my knie operasie gehad. Net voor ek af is na
Nee, ek kan glad nie onthou nie.
Anyway. En met die street parade, nou as ek braaf Betty, ek sal die parade stap met my geopereerde knie in hakskoene en die parade loop af in Main Road en dan draai ons om en loop ons terug. Dis toe nou waar ons omdraai wat ek nou nie meer kon nie. En dit is toe hy nou net uit die vorige aand het hy Mr. Mardi Gras gewen. So hy het die parade gelead in 'n antieke vintage kar en shame, hy het sy kar gedeel met my. Sonder om te blink of te moan of whatever, laat ek saam met hom kon ry die res van die parade. En so ek met, ja, hy het 'n bietjie van sy shine geshare met my.
So jy daar gaan sit net in sy kar?
Nee, ek het gestaan langs hom en gewaai vir die mense. Ja.
Okay, well, any decent gay would know the following. And if you don't, then you must become decent. If I say ESC, what do you think of?
Escape?
Ja.
Fuck, escape in die website uit.
Laat mense nou nie sien
nie. Like pina colada. Run to me and escape. No, it is the Eurovision Song Contest.
Oh.
Ooh. Okay.
So, have you got more news? Because I'm running out of time. Okay, good. Because I want to play you this first. It's that time again, ladies and gays. The Eurovision Song Contest. It's warming up. And the final will be in May.
As week na week gemartel word met songs oor die wêreld.
Ja, geniet jy
dit? Ek kan nie wag nie.
En jy, Diana, hoe jy vandag?
I have to watch it. My husband is in the performing arts.
Oh, so you don't like it?
I like it, but I have to watch every flipping thing that's on TV that they sing or dance.
Yeah, but these are like...
You are very supportive, husband.
I am.
The Eurovision is like 42 songs at the end, but listen, listen. Tonight, tonight, on British BBC. Oh, can I show my half semi? They're going to choose the British song tonight. The British song tonight on BBC.
On BBC? Which BBC? There's one, two, and three.
Wie was it last year? Wie was last year?
For England. That was so amper Jungle Book song geweest. But okay. But now we've got the privilege to listen to the six songs.
Yay.
We're going to listen.
All six.
Yeah. And if we find... I haven't listened to it either. No one has.
Okay, perfect.
So, if we find it boring, we can start saying, you like America's Got Talent.
X-Factor, love X-Factor.
And if we got three S's, we let it go.
Oh, I like
let
that.
It go, let it go. So, let's go through the songs.
Contestant number one.
Betty?
Jy weet, Kasper, het net 'n knop en sit af hier af, né?
Okay, well then, let's find out. If you don't know Eurovision, it's all the countries of Europe, and they're singing a song. Australia is part of it now because they love Eurovision Song Contest. So Australia can also compete, and it is spectacular. Spectacular, especially for gay people, and always nice-looking singers. So if you don't know...
Maybe you wonder, what is this wonderful Eurovision Song Contest thing?
Let us try and explain it to you. The Eurovision is...
The Eurovision...
Well, it's a multinational competition with a collaborative mission. So much like the Olympics in a way.
Sure, it's rather less athletic.
No, just as energetic.
More colourful. And what's the word?
Gay.
Theatrical.
We make music and friends with every nation.
And bankrupt the hosting TV station. To help to shore up a pulse for Europe. In 1956 it all began.
The set, I'm rather certain, was nothing but a curtain. There were only seven countries and one cameraman.
But then it started growing, now Australia's ours.
We're a big black hole sucking in all the stars.
We'll take over the world and then conquer Mars. That's Eurovision.
We're all excited, the fans united from Reykjavik, Riga and Rome.
That's Eurovision, there's no derision, cause wherever you come from, here is home.
For nothing Eurovision, I get bullied at school. But when we come together, I don't feel a fool. Cause for 1 week a year, we're pretty cool. That's Eurovision. Getting votes from your neighbors is a sure way to get your song disgraced.
But when Sweden gets 12 points from Norway, it's clearly just good taste.
Mad gimmicky factor, the wacky, the weird, Selena on a tractor, Conchita's beard, pirates and penguins and puppets on strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Of a feather, for victory they hope and pray and beg.
Wait there in the green room, but all in that room, wishing all of our competitors break a leg.
The impact of
the show, one cannot overstate.
No matter where you go, it's a source of debate.
But it's something you either love or hate. That's Eurovision.
And the interval act is your one big chance to fail to live up to Romance and Luxembourgish sung. We've had two songs with sign language and three in a made-up tongue. Antiguan Creole, Norwegian, Vero, Viennese, Neapolitan, Catalan, Udmurt, Montenegrin, and Maltese.
It's Greek, Albanian, Slovak, Ukrainian, Romani, Russian, Romanian, Crimean, Slovenian, Hebrew, Armenian, Arabic, and Lithuanian.
Portuguese, Macedonian, Breton, Estonian, Pontic, Catholic, Croatian, Bulgarian, Georgian, Italian, Bosnian, Latvian, Corsican, Serbian, German, Hungarian,
Polish, English, and Irish, and Finnish, and Swedish, and Spanish, and Dutch, Slovakian, Croatian, Danish, and French.
Tahitian, though not very much.
And though I don't know Czech, Swahili, Azeri, or Greek,
music is a language that we all know how to speak. Your decision, so magic is hard, it's a crime.
You smile on zero, you'll be a hero of our time.
The Eurovision family, we do it with glitz and gladly. There's rich and kids and
amazing way to get us all geared up for this evening.
What did you say, Bernard? You like this music?
As die song in was en ek was a judge, het hy gewen.
This is the Tonys. This is the opening van die Tonys.
Ja, maar dit was
exactly
the opening van die Eurovision.
Ek weet. Maar dis, ek love it.
Jy moet jou kontakte gebruik, Dian, dat jy kan design vir die Eurovision sangers.
Ek het al iemand gedress vir die Emmy Awards.
Wie?
Joe Galloway. Savasbury.
Where did this Jenna's sissy? What
Jenna's sissy and
Hedwig was in the Kaap.
Yeah, Delia Sainsbury's daughter.
Ja,
met bodybeat, daai.
Ja, ek onthou, ek het in 'n theater opgetree in die Waterfront, toe hulle nog een gehad het, sy en Keith.
Was sy en Jenna was by die Emmys in 2014, toe ek hulle gedres, saam met al die groot name.
My God, dit's onlangs, hè?
Ja, onlangs.
Ja, wat het jy vir wie nog gedres?
Sjoe, dat is hele lijst.
Kan jy bietjie, ja maar flip nou
okay,
uit. Oké,
ek het al die Suid-Afrikaanse artists omtrent al gedres. Yes.
Okay, maar dat's fucking...
Maar, sorry, toe Willem Botha by Eurovision gaan, het jy ook nie daarvan 'n baadjie gemaakt, he?
Nee, he dresses himself.
Oh, did he dress himself?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Retract.
Moving on.
Yeah, but Willem Botha was like a second backing vocal for Romania or something.
Oh, is it?
Oh,
Ukraine,
okay.
Or whatever. Okay, so what we're going to do, we're going to play it, then I'm going to give it a certain time. If you really think it's cocked, you can go, and I will say who says that. But then when there's a certain time verby, dan stop ek die song, gaan ons met die ander een, because we got to come back to the songs we like.
Can I test my ear quickly?
Can you kiss your ass quickly?
Can I test my ear quickly?
Ek dink ek doen dit elke oggend.
Okay, we haven't got much time. Our first song that we're going to see tonight on BBC, Casper Radio Show listeners, remember tonight on BBC, and then you will hum it along and people will say, how the fuck do you know the song? Ek luister. Not the Casper Radio. Lucy Jones, Never Give Up On You.
Tell me your secrets, I'll keep them safe. No sign of weakness, it's a sign of faith. We'll stand tall, so you don't fall. You're not defeated, you're in repair. Don't have to call me, I'll always be there.
Do you think it's the same woman, or is it the... Because it sounded like another woman.
So you don't fall. If you could see how far you've walked, you would see that all's not lost. I will never give up on you. I don't care what I've got to lose. Just give me a hand and hold on. Together we'll dance through this storm. I will never
was me. And that was me.
Dit klink my baas is Marina and the Diamonds.
But it's Eurovision. This is going to put people to sleep.
Exactly.
I like it, but I was waiting for the moment in the chorus.
Yes.
And it didn't.
It didn't come.
Yeah, it didn't
exactly.
Come.
Okay, exactly.
It didn't come. It's too slow for too long.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, so our next one is Daniel Johnson, and he says...
Don Johnson.
Sorry, Lucy, you're not going to Sun City.
Sorry, Luce. Daniel Johnson, and he says, light up the world.
Okay.
Okay, so it's like fire and pyrotechnic.
Light up,
oh, there you go. Catch attention.
Just you and me here, standing in the shade, hiding from the day. It's a moment, I can feel it changing. The air we breathe tonight, there's something about the look in your eyes. We couldn't see it, standing in the dark, waiting for a spark to light our story. I can feel it changing, the way you move tonight, there's something about the lack of sunlight. So light up the world tonight.
Okay, you will pass.
I love that.
And he's hot.
Is he hot?
He's hot.
Really? So his name is Daniel Johnson. D-R-N-A-L. Follow him on Instagram.
Ache you Daniel for your liggie.
Dit was so Kasper wat jy daar gepoel het.
Well done. Olivia Gracia. Sorry, ek moet opruim weer op die mic. Speek so. Freedom Hearts. Freedom Hearts. O, God, die gaat ons weer. Kinders, dat is
weer. From the start, made us fall apart. Look, here we are.
Is that the first song?
Sounds like the first song.
No, but we must give them time to warm up. Because okay. Can't do just ballads. Promising.
Listen real close, we will find another star. Someone said, yes, we can.
Okay,
sorry,
so,
I don't like.
Mm-mm. Okay, yeah, it could grow on you, but it is
right. Swiss Moss.
Also, Domin is the vrou.
For Holly Brewer, must this B-R-E-V-E-R.
Holly Brewer. Holly Brewer van Ventersdorp.
Volgende op ons verhoog het ons vir Holly. Sy is aangetrek deur
Daan Daniel van Bloemfontein.
Deur Daantjie de Wet.
Ja. En, what's the song's name?
I wish I loved you more. So it's too late now, girl.
I know that you is dead. Some might even need a crown. You're better off without a doubt. But I walk alone. I bet you think you're real clever. You found your way next to me. I'm hiding all your fantasies. But my pride is gone. Till the sunlight that the preacher talks about. Ooh, amen.
That's very like Eurovision.
We give an Adele sound in our team.
Ooh, amen. And I wish I loved you more.
Okay, not bad. Not bad, and it could be a nice presentation on stage or the mood. Now we got Nate Simpson, and he says, what are we made of? So that's a basic fucking question. He should have read on Wikipedia.
We build these walls. We watch them fall.
Don't you Google him? See if he's nice looking.
Let's change our minds, 'cause maybe we will wake up in the morning and be grateful we're alive. What are we made of? What are we made of? 'Cause we are more than skin and
bone. By gospel.
Okay, so
like of the X Factor work was.
Yeah.
He was also on the X Factor by my lucky.
Gewonder hy is nie meer op die X Factor.
Oh. Very good point you raised there. They are all X Factor contestants who now try to get the song. Remember, it's a big deal in
Europe. Was net twee. Die al die girls klink dieselfde.
Nee, ons is klaar, is nog een, hè? Salena Mastriano Torni. I don't want to.
Why can't we put our weapons down?
I don't wanna.
We never meant to hit the ground. Why do we keep pointing out all the flaws inside our walls that bring us down? Why do we not stop and stare and exhale this mental tale that we have found? Why can't we put our weapons down? We never meant to hit the ground. We've both been lost and never found.
Positive message for Eurovision as well, they like that. Ja, jy moet weer kom, en die tyd is nou om, hulle wys alweer in 'n lelike goed.
I know, and it was fun.
It was fun, Is there anything that I didn't ask you that I should have?
People can see me at this weekend's Bridal Expo at Oakville Farm. Please come and say hi.
Because you're very, very much a bride now still. Into the bride world. That's why I should come to you, that you can design something else.
I do.
Yeah, it'll be fantastic. Well, it was so great having you here in the studio.
Amazing.
Vir my of ons mekaar. Ja.
Dit was 'n lekker gesprek.
Ons het mekaar gevind.
Ja.
Ons het 55 sekondes oor. Ek wil net gou goodbye bye bye speel. O God, hoor julle dit? In die garage. Cliffcentral.com